for listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on this Wednesday evening for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders. We start off with a women's contest that'll tip off in about 10 minutes. The Northwestern women are off to a 6-4 start, stand 3-2 in the league with wins in the league over Midland, Mount Marty, and Nebraska Wesleyan. The Raiders have won two games in a row in three of their last four outings. Northwestern is scoring 69.8 points per game and allows 61.6 points per contest while converting 43% of the shots they take from the floor. Opponents are making 36.6% and are getting out-rebounded by the Raiders 40.5 to 31.3. Northwestern has committed 15 more turnovers than its opponents through 10 games. They've been outshot at the free throw line where they have made 130 of 191 free throws to 163 of 228 success for their foes. Cammie Kuhlman has an 18.8 points per game average to go with 5.5 rebounds for this Northwestern team. Under first-year head coach Chris Yaw, longtime assistant to Earl Wildster, who resigned following a national championship last March, Kendra DeYoung is knocking down 16.2 points per game and grabs 8.7 rebounds per contest with 53% success from the floor. Kuhlman has a team-high 4.4 assists per game and has 22 steals, and DeYoung has 20 steals. Belle Kleinjohn has an 8.3 points per game average, and Samantha Kleinsaucer is at 6.5 points per outing. Before we go any further, let's take a look at some of the businesses who make the broadcast of these games possible. They include the Beninglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Holloman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. The Dort College Defender women's team is trying to snap a three-game losing skid. They stand 3-5 overall, 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Conference win for Dort College was a decision over the Doan Tigers back on November 19. They have losses to Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan most recently. Dort College has lost three games in a row since that win over the Doan Tigers that capped a three-game winning streak at the time. The Defenders are scoring 63.5 points per outing. They allow 61.9 points per game. They've out-rebounded teams 37.6 to 34.6. Teams are converting 37.6% of their shots, while Dort College makes 40.2 points per game. I should say makes 40.2% of their shots from the floor. Dort's making 71% of its free throws, almost dead even in turnovers, where they hold a 195 to 192 advantage. Kara Van Dyke scores 12.1 points per game for the Defenders. She also converts 51.9% of her field goal attempts. She takes down a team-high 6.9 rebounds per game. Brianna Sprunt scores 11.4 points per game, rebound 6.4 per contest. Kayla Gasing scores 7.5 points per game and averages 4.5 rebounds and gets 2 steals per game. Jamie Cook converts 7 points per game with 4.9 rebounds. Elise Marish and Jessica Jelsma average 6.6 and 6.4 points per game, respectively. Tonight's broadcast is made possible by in part by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. The Northwestern women have a 59-17 advantage in this series. Northwestern's most recent win was a 76-50 decision back on January 29 of this year. Amber Soetsman scored 18. Julia DeKukuk and Kara Van Dyke had 10 points apiece for the Defenders. Van Dyke took down 12 rebounds. Kendra DeYoung and Becca Hurley paced Dort College with 21 and 20 points, respectively. Northwestern women had a little trouble with Nebraska Wesleyan, taking a 39-26 lead at halftime in their most recent outing. They rolled to a 77-43 final while limiting the Prairie Wolves to 17 second-half points. Cammie Kuhlman had 27 on 11-14 field goal shooting. Kendra DeYoung added 17 with 10 rebounds and 3 assists for the Raiders. For Dort College, their most recent outing was a week ago this evening. They forced 2 ties but never took the lead in a 63-56 loss to Dakota Wesleyan. Game aside, Dort College tied it late, but were unable to turn the corner. Defenders got 15 from Brianna Sprock, and Kara Van Dyke chipped in with 12. Elise Myers had 10. Dort College was out-rebounded in the loss, 36-27. They committed 22 turnovers to 24 for Wesleyan. Following tonight's contest, Dort College is at home to face Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. They also face Midland in a rescheduled contest on Monday, December 12th. The game was originally scheduled for this past Saturday, but was postponed when Midland didn't make the trip from Fremont. For Northwestern, they are in action 1 week from this Saturday when they take on the Hastings College Broncos. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. They're located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. If the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look now at the probable starting lineups for both ball clubs. And let's start with the host team, the Northwestern Red Raiders. Under coach Chris Yawn, his first year. He's assisted by Deb Remedy, Becca Kramer, and Anna Anderson. They will start in all likelihood Allie Dunkelberger, a 5'9 sophomore from Waconia, Minnesota, averaging 5.7 points per contest. Cammie Kuhlman's a 5'7 senior from Charter Oak, Iowa, averaging 18.8 points per game. Belle Kleinjohn's a 5'8 senior from Bruce, South Dakota, averaging 8.3 points per game. Kendra DeYoung is a 6-foot junior from Hospers, Iowa, averaging 16.2 points per game. And Mel Babcock is a 6-foot junior from Alton, Iowa, averaging 3 points per game. Off the bench for Northwestern, we anticipate seeing Karen Hudson, number 14. She's a 5'8 freshman from Logan, Iowa, averaging 2.2 points per game. Mackenzie Small wears number 20. She's a 5'9 sophomore from Hinton. She is averaging 4.2 points per game. Samantha Kleinsaucer comes off the bench for Northwestern. She's a 6-foot sophomore from Huron, South Dakota, averaging 6.6 points per game. Mallory Kennard wears number 32. She's a 5'9 junior from Missouri Valley, Iowa, averaging 4.3 points per game. And Caitlin Crock will come off the bench for Northwestern as well. She is a 6'2 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 4 points per contest. We'll get to the Dort College starting lineups in just a moment. I believe we've got National Anthem coming up. As you can hear, Dave Mulder, the public address announcer here at Northwestern, in the background. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Also made possible by the Van England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Let's pause now for our national anthem.
By the wonder we lie,
You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here then is your starting lineup for the Dort College Defenders. They will start Danelle Bowen, a 5'8 sophomore from Sibley, averaging 5.6 points per game. Jessica Jelsma is a 6'4 freshman from Hudsonville, Michigan, averaging 6.4 points per game. She's 5'8. Caravan Dyke wears number 31. She's a 6'2 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 12.1 points per game. Rihanna Sprock is a 5'11 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.4 points per game. And Elise Marish is a 5'11 sophomore from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 6.6 points per game. Off the bench, we anticipate seeing Kayla Gaysink, a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 7.5 points per game. Kayla Brookice, averaging 1.0 points per game. She's a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota. Kayla Adamson's a 5'8 sophomore from Shenandoah, Iowa, and she's averaging 6 points per game. And we'll see Bailey Spencer and Jamie Cook off of the bench. Spencer, a 6-foot senior from Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging 2.6 points per game. And Jamie Cook's a 6-1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin. She is averaging 7 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on a Wednesday evening. Shaping up to be a gym full by the time we are all said and done this evening at the Boltman Center. Much of the Dort College seating filled in already. Northwestern, still some spaces in their seating sections. The Dort College defenders clad out in their black jerseys, gold numbers, trimmed out in white. Northwestern in their white jerseys, black numbers. Those are trimmed out in red. Starting lineup again for the defenders. It'll be Jelsma, Van Dyke, Sprunk, Marish, and Bone. For Northwestern, it's DeYoung Babcock, Dunkelberger, Kleinjohn, and Kuhlman. Opening tap is up as Bob Morrison puts it up into the air, and Dort College controls the opening tap. We are underway. Dort College with the basketball. They feed it off to Jelsma. Jelsma drops it off into the corner to Marish. Marish gives it up over to Bone. Bone on the right wing. Bone tries to feed it down low to Marish. Has to come out on the baseline to get it. Faces up at the three-point line. Comes back over to Bone. Bone gives into the corner to Marish. Dort College facing a man-to-man defense by Northwestern. Sprong puts it on the floor, stripped away from her. Seven to shoot for Dort College. Jelsma in the lane. Her leaner is good. Jessica Jelsma with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 2-0. I should say Dort College leads 2-0. Northwestern trails with the basketball. Dunkelberger passes left side over to Kuhlman. Kuhlman back to DeYoung. DeYoung right side. They spin it down low, and kicking it out of bounds is Cammie Kuhlman for Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Van Dyke gets it inbounded, brings it up over to Jelsma. Jelsma across half court. Jelsma guarded there by Cammie Kuhlman. Gets caught up in the air. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Sprong. Sprong short jumper off the heel. No good. Right side. Rebound taken away by DeYoung. DeYoung looking up the floor with it, pushing it to the top of the key. DeYoung picks up her dribble. Backdoor cut. Babcock. Babcock shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Melanie Babcock, sophomore from Alton, is fouled on the arm by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke, the sophomore, picks up her first personal. She's from Edgerton, Minnesota, prepped at Southwest Christian High School. Babcock, a 55% free throw shooter, 6 for 11 this season on free throws. First free throw is up and through. She has an opportunity to knot the score at 2-2 here with a made free throw. 18:53 left to go, first half just underway at the Boltman Center. Lane violation, and they wave it off as the free throw is up and through for Babcock. A Dort College player was in the lane early. If Babcock had missed, she would have had another crack at that free throw. Pass goes over to Marish. Marish down to the baseline. Tough shot from the baseline. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared out by Babcock. Babcock feeds it ahead. Here comes Northwestern with the basketball. Left side is Kleinjohn. Let's fly with a three. No good. Rebound cleared out by Van Dyke. Van Dyke outlets over to Bowen. Here comes Dort College. Bowen on the fly across half court. She's at the top of the key. Left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke passes back over to Bowen. Bowen right side, Jelsma. Jelsma looking for Sprock. Here's Jelsma back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front with it. She feeds it left wing, Marish. Marish down to the baseline. Comes to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke loses the handle on it as she cuts into the lane. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern basketball. Dunkelberger passes it in to Kleinjohn. Pass right side over to Kuhlman. Kuhlman will put up a three from the wing. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma ahead of the packet goes Marish. Marish down to the baseline. Marish, nothing there. Gets it away. Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline. Jelsma, short jumper. Good. Jessica Jelsma with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 4-2. In the lane, DeYoung. DeYoung misses it off the heel. Rebound cleared out by Jelsma. Here comes Dort College. Jelsma ahead to Bowen. Bowen with the basketball. Bowen stops, pops, three, misses, no good. Left it short. Rebound cleared out. And we've got a jump ball called. Alternating possession it will be. Northwestern basketball on the alternating possession after the tie-up on the missed shot by Dort College on the rebound. Bringing the ball up, Northwestern. Pass goes left side, DeYoung. DeYoung swings it around right side, Kuhlman. Kuhlman feeds high post, Babcock. Babcock, right side, over to Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn back to the top of the key. Dunkelberger, 15 to shoot for Northwestern. Cut it underneath, Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger squares up, fires it off the glass, no good. Rebound, Dunkelberger, off of the glass, good. Allie Dunkelberger with the follow. It's 4-4. 4-4 hour score with the basketball. Dort College, Jelsma out front with it. Jelsma passes it off to Van Dyke. Lob pass down low, intended for Sprock. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball after the timeout. Subs checking in for both teams. And the Dort College defenders. Actually, we are still have the original five for Dort College. Kleinsaucer checked into the ballgame for Northwestern. They feed it down low to her. Faces up, picks up her dribble, tries to fire it into lane, and it's kicked and controlled by Dort College. Jelsma passes left side over to Sprock. Sprock flips it back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the left wing. We're tied 4-4. 4-4 hour score, Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Jelsma. Jelsma deep left side, drives, pull up, is no good. Gets her on rebound back. It's down on the floor, fight for it. Jelsma comes up with it, back over to Marish. Marish, jumper in the lane, no good. Now foul called on the rebound. That's going to go on at Northwestern. So Northwestern whistled for the personal. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane. No, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Marish to trigger it in. Marish, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gets it in to Sprock. Sprock with the basketball. Sprock with it on the right side. Into the lane. Stops, pivots, puts up the turnaround, rolls it in. Brianna Sprock in the lane. Her two-point basket gives Dort College a 6-4 lead. 6-4 hour score. Pass left side to DeYoung. DeYoung down to the baseline. DeYoung back out front. Comes right side. Dunkelberger. She'll fire a three and it rolls in. No, they say it was just a long two for Dunkelberger. She's got 4 points, averaging 5.7 points per game. We're knotted up at 6-6. 6-6 hour score. In case you were listening during our pregame show, we had some technical difficulties, unable to bring you the Craig Steensma interview, but we'll do that at halftime. Looks like we will be able to get that to you, so it'll be better late than never, and we'll be able to see if some of those keys that Coach Craig Steensma talked about are coming to fruition or not. 15:28 left to play in the first half. The Dort College defenders and Northwestern Red Raiders tied up at 6-6. With it on the left side, they get it down low. Northwestern trying to pass it to Kuhlman was DeYoung, and the ball is tapped out of bounds by Dort College. It will be Northwestern basketball on the baseline, left side of the lane. Left side of the lane for Northwestern, throwing it in, Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger to trigger it. Dunkelberger passes it out top. It's deflected into the backcourt for DeYoung. DeYoung comes up with it. No over and back call. With it left side is Kuhlman. Kuhlman gives it up to DeYoung. DeYoung fires it up. Can't get the shot to go, but we've got a blocking foul call. Two shots. shots on the way for Kendra DeYoung. So Kendra DeYoung to toss up two free throws, trying to give Northwestern their first lead of the basketball game. It's 6-6 right now. And the first free throw by DeYoung is good. 68% free throw shooter is Kendra DeYoung. Gives Northwestern their first lead of the ball game at 7-6. Another free throw on the way. This one, no good. Rebound taken away by Jamie Cook. Northwestern with the lead. 15 minutes left to go first half. Dort College basketball. Kayla Brookice just checked into the ball game. Brookice passes it to Bone. Bone in between the circles. Comes left side over to Gasink. Gasink to Spencer. Back outside Cook. Cook puts it on the floor. Picks up her dribble. Passes into the corner. Gasink. Gasink down to the baseline. Puts it up. Shot no good in traffic. Rebound taken away by Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung gets it away, right side over to Kuhlman. Kuhlman with the drive into lane with the left hand, good. Kenny Kuhlman with a two-point basket. Northwestern leads 9-6. Jamie Cook with the basketball, trapped in the corner, gets it away to Brookice. Brookice stops, feeds it right side, Spencer. Spencer baseline jumper off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared out by Northwestern and Small. Mackenzie Small feeds it ahead to Kuhlman. Kuhlman with the basketball, tries to pass it off to Kleinjohn, does so, and Kleinjohn trying to feed DeYoung down low, and the ball is kicked by Dort College. So Mallory Kennard checks into the contest. Northwestern inbounding the basketball, left side of the lane. This is Small triggering. Small gets it in, passes right side over to Kuhlman. Kuhlman at the top of the key. Kuhlman picked up her dribble. Finds Kleinsasser down low. Up strong, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Throws it up off the glass, good. Samantha Kleinsasser with a two-point basket. And the defenders trail 11-6. 11-6, Dort College. They throw it into the backcourt, and an over-and-back violation called on Dort College. As Dort College brought it all the way into the front court. And the Dort College defenders will now inbound the basketball. Pardon me, will play defense as Northwestern inbounds. They get it out front, Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser to the cutter, DeYoung. DeYoung up strong, count the hoop, and she's fouled. Kendra DeYoung will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a free throw to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 13-6 our score, Northwestern in front. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me this evening. Dort College got out to an early lead, but they're forced to use a timeout here, trailing 13-6. Dort College has surrendered, by my count, 9 points in a row. They were up 6-4. Northwestern has reeled off the last 9 points. Dort College led by Jessica Gelsma's 4 points. While Northwestern is topped by Allie Dunkelberger's 4. Kendra DeYoung can get her 4th point with a free throw coming as she tries to complete the 3-point play. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Timeout, Dort College with 13:43 remaining. Free throws on the way for Kendra DeYoung. So DeYoung will try to extend the lead to 8 and extend the run of points, and she does so. 3-point play for DeYoung. She's 2-for-3 from the charity stripe. Northwestern leads 14-6. Pass right side, Spencer. Spencer to Cook. Cook back outside, Spencer. Spencer gives it up. Gasink at the top of the key. Left side it goes. Comes back over to Gasink at the top. Right side, Brookice. Brookice to Cook. Cook looking down low. Brookice will put up the three from the wing. Good. 3-point basket by Kayla Brookice, averaging 1 point per game. She snaps the run of points at 10 for Northwestern. North College trails 14-9. Kendra DeYoung with it on the left side, and we've got an illegal screen called on Kleinsaucer. Samantha Kleinsaucer whistled for the personal foul. North College gets the basketball back. Brianna Sprock back in the game for the defenders at that break. Comes over to Sprock. Sprock throws it behind Brookheis. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose, and Sprock dives on top of it. North College maintains possession of it. Adamson tries to find Spencer underneath. It's taken away by DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. DeYoung comes back into the lane, and McKenzie Small is fouled on the play. Kenzie Small, no, they say she wasn't fouled, but she traveled first. There I go, anticipating again. Small gets called for traveling instead, so North College will have the basketball back. North College basketball, Kayla Adams loses it, taken back by DeYoung. Kayla Adamson gave it up, DeYoung with the steal, DeYoung with a pull-up, Kendra DeYoung with 6 points. 16-9, our score, 12:28 left to play in this first half. Brianna Sprock with it on the sideline, and Sprock has it tipped away from her out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. North College with it on the sideline, throwing it in will be Sprock. Sprock triggers it. She finds Brookheis. Brookheis to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, nothing there on the block. Comes back over to Brookheis. Brookheis feed it over to Bone, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Mallory Kennard. North College will inbound on the sideline. Throwing it in is Van Dyke for North College. Van Dyke gets it in to Bone. Bone back to Brookheis. Brookheis back to Bone. Bone pull up from 12. No good, too strong. Rebound is cleared out by Northwestern. Coming away with it is Cammie Kuhlman. Kuhlman with the basketball. Kuhlman quickly up the floor. She feeds it left side. Now comes back right side over to Kennard. Kennard to Small. Small to the top of the key. Back to Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer, wing jumper is good. Samantha Kleinsaucer with a two-point basket is 18-9. 18-9, our score. Steal on the other end by Small. Here comes Northwestern to Kennard. Kennard trying to find Kleinsaucer underneath, and the ball is tapped out of bounds, but touched by North College. It will be Northwestern basketball. So North College struggling to get shots right now from the floor. Throwing it in is Small. McKenzie Small to trigger it. Small gets it in. Northwestern will set it. Kuhlman down to the baseline. Her shot no good. Rebound is cleared out by North College and Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Jelsma. Jelsma headed, comes. They get it back over to Gaysink. Gaysink gets it right side. She'll put up the long two. No good. A too strong rebound taken away by Bone. Bone to Jelsma. Jelsma left side, Bone. Bone will put it up for three. In and out and good. Dropping it in is Bone as it kicks off of every part of the rim, it seemed, and then dropped through. So Danelle Bone with her first field goal of the day. North College trails 18-12. 18-12, our score. And Mel Babcock answers with a 2 for Northwestern. She's got 4 points. And Northwestern owns a 20-12 lead. 10:45 left to go in the half. Pass goes left side, Bone. Bone gives it up, Van Dyke. Van Dyke working in, puts it up with the left hand. No good, but she's fouled on the arm by Kara Hudson. Karen Hudson whistled for the personal foul. Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kara Van Dyke, a 94% free throw shooter. 16 of 17 so far this season. Make it 17 of 18. 20-13, North College trailing by 7. Another free throw on the way for Van Dyke, the post player from Edgerton. It's up off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Sprunt. Sprunt, spin move into the lane, no good. Too strong. Rebound cleared out by Van Dyke. Shovels it off to Sprunt in the lane, and she rattles it around. Can't get it to drop, and now the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Pass right side, Kuhlman. Kuhlman with it on the wing. Kuhlman has her dribble alive. She goes instead to Hudson. Hudson into the corner. Three on the way is good. Well, just a long two, they say, instead for Mallory Kennard. Kennard with the two-point basket. It's 22-13. Driving down to the baseline is Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is fouled. A block called on Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung whistled for the personal, her second. So at the 10:01 mark, Coach Chris Yaw may have to make a decision on what to do with his returning all-conference performer, Kendra DeYoung. Ball's inbounded, tapped by Northwestern, steal by Northwestern. Here come the Red Raiders. Kuhlman brings it up for Northwestern. She's running the point, drives in, draws the double team, gets it away to DeYoung. DeYoung, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound tracked down long off the deflection by Kennard. Comes back left side over to DeYoung. DeYoung working against Marish. Marish forces her to pass off, comes back, driving into the lane, sidestepping the defender is Karen Hudson. Hudson with a two-point basket. North College trails 24-13. 24-13, our score, 9:28 and counting, first half. North College with the basketball. Right side, Bowen looking down low for Sprock. It's tapped and controlled by DeYoung. So DeYoung with her reserve waiting at the bench. Somebody's going to spell her in just a moment with two personals. She comes up with a steal. Now feeds it right side. Pass into the lane, tipped and controlled by Northwestern again. They run the three-man game and throw it away. They try for the cross-court pass away from the triangle. That was Mallory Kennard. Northwestern had three players isolated on the right side of the floor, and then they tried to swing pass over the top and promptly throw it away. So Northwestern turns it over. North College gets it back. Trailing 24-13 are the defenders. 24-13, our score. Out front is Jelsma. Call a set play. Get it wing to Van Dyke. Van Dyke working against Kleinsaucer. 10 to shoot. She'll put up the jumper from 12. No good. Rebound cleared out by Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn's pass into the front court. Deflected out. Intended for Kuhlman. And it's tapped out of bounds by Jelsma. It'll be Northwestern basketball on the sideline in front of the Northwestern student section. They go high post Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger to Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer gives it up. Kuhlman blocked by Van Dyke. Rebound Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma into the front court. She shovels it off to Bowen. Bowen to Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking for Marish down low. Instead, they feed it around left side over to Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Good. Jelsma with 6 points. And the defenders trail 24-15. 24-15, our score. Hudson with it in the lane. They give it up to Kleinsaucer. Her shot misses. No good. Rebound cleared out by Van Dyke. Van Dyke lets traffic clear. She gets it ahead to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone gives back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma on the right wing. Double team. Gets it away to Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball. Sprunk drives the lane, left hand, good. Brianna Sprunk with a two-point basket. And the North College defenders trail 24-17. Northwestern calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern. Back with more after this.
Here at Dort College, we provide an education that will help you understand people around the world from a biblical perspective. For students looking to enhance their cultural experience, Dort offers semesters in Europe, Latin America, Korea, Australia, and across the U.S. So at Dort College, you have all the advantages of a friendly campus community combined with the opportunity to immerse yourself in another culture. For more information, check us out on Facebook and Twitter or visit our website at www.dort.edu.
KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Northwestern basketball. Kleinsaucer gets it down low, puts it down the floor one time, loses it, now picks it up, and we've got a double dribble. Well, a travel actually called on Kleinsaucer. Stuart College basketball, Van Dyke to inbound it. Northwestern will show three-quarter court, pressure defense. Looks like a 2-2-1. Jelsma, middle of the floor, comes back left side over to Gaysink. Gaysink tries to pass through the trap, and it's taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball, and we have a travel called. And Kleinjohn is whistled for the travel violation. North College will get the basketball. Gasing gets it ahead, Gelsma. Gelsma, right side, Marish. Marish down to the baseline. Her shot is good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket is 24-19. 24-19, Hudson. Hudson out on front. They get it down low, Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer in the lane. Kleinsaucer comes back out front to Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn down low, Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer drives in, puts it up, blocked from behind. Rebound taken away by Gelsma. Here comes Dort College. Gelsma comes right side, Sprunk off of the glass, good. Brianna Sprunk with 6 points. Dort College trails 24-21. Northwestern's gone about 3.5 minutes without a score here. Left side pass, Northwestern, Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn, Kuhlman. Kuhlman, top of the key, ball fake, puts it up, 17 feet, no good. Rebound tipped out long, coming up with it is Gelsma. Here comes Dort College in transition. Gelsma does not have the numbers. Gelsma pulls it out, sets it up on the left wing. Gelsma picks up her dribble, comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Gasing. Gasing back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke back outside, Gasing. Gasing baseline pass, Marish, 12-footer, good. 2-point basket by Elise Marish, and the North College defenders have cut the lead down to 1 at 24-23 with a 10-point run of their own. Timeout on the floor, charge to Northwestern, a full-length timeout, 5:47 left to go in the half. Back with more after this. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College has cut an 11-point lead down to 1 with a 10-0 run. They trail 24-23. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Cammie Kuhlman with it on the right wing. Kuhlman drives to the free throw line, ball deflected, picked up by Mackenzie Small. Northwestern is playing right now without, well, they put Kendra DeYoung back into the ballgame at that last break. Comes back to Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn to DeYoung. DeYoung puts it up under pressure. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the basketball. Kayla Brookhuis with the ball. Brookhuis picks up her dribble. Gets it away to Bone. Bone left side. Sprunt. Sprunt gives it into the corner. Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline. Nothing there. Brookhuis. Brookhuis, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Back over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis down to the baseline. Reverses it. Right side back over to Gasing. And Gasing loses it on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 5:01 left to play in the half. 5:01 left to go in the half. Northwestern owns a 24-23 lead. They've led by as many as 11. College has scored 10 points in a row, and that's still intact. Kleinjohn, Babcock to DeYoung, right block, good. Kendra DeYoung with 8 points, halfway to her season average of 16.2 points per game. Northwestern leads it 26-23. Down to the baseline is Sprunk, and Sprunk travels with it. Turnover gets the basketball back to Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. Mackenzie Small to trigger it. She gets it in, and bringing the ball up now is Mallory Kennard. Kennard, right side, Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn, beg your pardon. Instead, that's Kuhlman. Kuhlman with it on the left wing. Back to DeYoung at the point, guarded there by Bone. They get it to the free throw line. Babcock into the corner. Might have been a travel. No call made. No blocking foul called on Dort College. I believe that's going to go on Kayla Gasing. For Kayla, that's number one on her. Team foul number four on Dort College. Neither team in the bonus yet. Had a total of 7 free throws shot this evening. Pass comes in to DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. She reverses it left side. 3 on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Small. Small back outside Kuhlman. Kuhlman puts up the 3. Good. Cammie Kuhlman with 5 points. North College trails by 6. 29-23, Northwestern answering the 10-0 run by Dort College with a 5-0 run right now. Brianna Sprong passes to Gasink. Gasink back to Bone. Bone into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Brookice off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Sprong. Three players around her and a reach-in foul called on Northwestern. Foul's going to go on Northwestern. Foul charge to number 20, Mackenzie Small. And for Small, that is number one. For College, trailing by six, they've been as close as one recently, but a 2-3, making it a six-point ball game at 29-23. Jamie Cook to throw the ball in. She gets it in to Van Dyke. Van Dyke splits the defense. Off of the glass, good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. She's got three, and the defenders trail by four, 29-25. Small, top of the key, goes left side to DeYoung. DeYoung puts it on the floor, gets a little space to work. 12-footer straight on, good. Enter DeYoung with 10 points. Dort College lead trails 31-25. 3:14 left to go in the half. Dort College trailing with the basketball. Comes over to Bone. Bone left side, Cook. Cook with the basketball. Right side, Jelsma. Jelsma to Gasink. Gasink on the baseline. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma puts it on the floor with the basketball. She's at the top of the key. Lost it. Picks it back up. Gets it away to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it underneath Gasink. Gasing puts it up in traffic, has it blocked out of bounds, last touch. Ball's last touch by Northwestern, but shot clock expired on the play. Question is there any time on the shot clock? Was there any time on the shot clock before the ball went out of bounds? So shot clock violation charged to Dort College. Northwestern gets it on the turnover. Northwestern lead 31-25. Northwestern leads 31-25. 2:47 left to play. And now a conference at the scorer's table to determine if this is actually the right call or not. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at HiltRealEstate.com. For College Trail, that 1 point, 24-13. Northwestern ran off 10 points in a row to make it 24-23. Dort College unable to sustain the run, though. They fall behind by 29-23. And that's the difference right now, 31-25, a 6-point advantage for Northwestern. DeYoung with the basketball. She passes left side, Kennard. Kennard passes right side to Coleman. Coleman back over to Kennard. Kennard trying to get it down low to Babcock, and the ball is kicked by Bone. It will be Northwestern basketball after the violation. 15 seconds. Okay. 15 seconds left to go. Comes over to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger back out front. Goes to DeYoung. DeYoung on the baseline. Her shot no good. Rebound blocked, or a blocked shot by Van Dyke. Rebound Van Dyke. Now the ball's on the floor, and it's picked up by Dort College. Van Dyke into the front court. 2:18 left to go in the half. Comes right side Marish. Marish, Cook. Cook reverses to Bone. Bone, ball fake down to the baseline. Nothing there. Spins back out front. With it is Jelsma. Jelsma back left side. Bone. Bone to Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it on the floor. Into the lane, and she's tied up on the play. Alternating possession, it will be Dort College basketball, I believe. Didn't catch the signal from the official, and I can't see the arrow from my vantage point at the scorer's table. Marish to inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Marish to throw it in, gets it into Van Dyke. Van Dyke keeps it high, 10-footer, right block, good. Karen Dyke with 5 points, and the defenders trail 31-27. Kuhlman promptly throws it away on the other end, intended for Hudson. It'll be North College basketball after the turnover. So North College gets the basketball back. Bringing it up will be Jelsma. Jelsma goes out front. Comes back. Left side, Marish. Marish to Jelsma. Jelsma directing traffic. Jelsma over the basketball. Picks it up. Gets it away to Bone. Bone gets the return pass from Van Dyke. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Van Dyke. Offensive rebound. Comes back down to the baseline, Marish. Marish into traffic. Her shot no good. There for the rebound of the putback is Sprunk. No good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Her shot is good. Elise Marish with 6 points. Dort College trails 31-29. Dort College refusing to go away early on in this one. After getting down by 11, Babcock in the lane. Too strong off the glass. Rebound taken away by Bone. Dort College with a chance to tie or take the lead. Bone with it on the right wing. Comes over to Jelsma. Jelsma comes back to Bone. Bone in between the circles. They get it left side. This is Spronk. Spronk in traffic. Shovels it off to Marish. Her turnaround no good. Rebound taken away by Dunkelberger. Long pass into the front court. Kennard travels with it. No call made. Shot is good. Mallory Kennard with the two-point basket from the right side. Looked like she took an extra step and then drug her pivot foot to boot, but Northwestern gets the four-point lead on the made basket. Bone with the three on the way. Missed it. No good. Now Northwestern has a chance to hold for the final shot if they want to, and that's exactly what Chris Yaw wants right here. He's on the bench to my right, and as soon as the rebound was secured, the finger went up in the air. He wanted one shot. Right side pass, Kuhlman. Kuhlman with the basketball. Gets a pick and roll. Drives left elbow. Kick out pass. Hudson, they shovel it down low. Babcock, two to shoot. Shot is blocked, but there for the rebound and the putback is Allie Dunkelberger. She's got 6 points, and Northwestern goes into the halftime locker room up 35-29. 35-29 our score. Back with more from the Boltman Center right after this. Northwestern leads at halftime. Back at the Boltman Center, the Dort College defenders trailing Northwestern 35-29 in this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game. The Dort College defenders got down early, trailed by as many as 11 at 24-13, went on a 10-0 run to cut it to 24-23. Northwestern stretched it back out to 6. Dort College got back to within 2 with the basketball at 31-29. Northwestern scores the final 4 points of the first half and go into the locker room up 35-29. The Dort College defenders were led in the first half unofficially by Brianna Spronk and Elise Marish with 6 points apiece. Jessica Jelsma also tossed in 6 points. For Northwestern, according to my count at least, they were faced by Kendra DeYoung with 10 points and 6 points by Allie Dunkelberger. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of the statistics, and we'll also check in with Coach Craig Steensma and his comments from earlier today. Right after this, this is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me this Wednesday evening. Here are the statistics from the first half. Dort College was 13 of 32 from the floor, 40.6%, 2 for 8 on threes, 25%, 1 for 2 on free throws for 50%. For Northwestern, 15 of 32 from the floor, 46.9%, 1 for 4 on threes, 25%, 4 for 5 on free throws was Northwestern for 80%. Turnovers, Dort College with 11, Northwestern with 8.
Jason, maybe you want to take Sarah Bedore with you.
Dort College, 20 rebounds. Northwestern with 18. Taking a look then at the total points. Kendra DeYoung, 10 points to lead Northwestern. 7 for Cammy Kuhlman. 6 for Allie Dunkelberg. 4 points each for Samantha Kleinsaucer and Mallory Kennard. And 2 points for Mel Babb.
Coming forward.
And it appears we're still having some of those technical difficulties, so let's take one more break, and we'll try to get hooked up so we don't get cut off again, and we'll take a look at these statistics right after this.
Well, things don't sound quite as clear. My apologies, but this should hang in for the rest of the evening, so we'll go the rest of the way that way so we don't have any more of those break-ins. The Dort College defenders led tonight by Kira Van Dyke's 7 points so far. 6 points for Jessica Gelsman, Brianna Sprock. 4 points for Elise Marish. 3 for Kayla Brookice. And 3 for Danelle Bone. That's their total of 29. Northwestern, in case you missed it, I got cut off earlier. Kendra DeYoung has 10 points. 7 points for Cammy Kuhlman. 6 for Allie Dunkelberger. 4 each for Samantha Kleinsaucer and Mallory Kennard. 2 points each for Mel Babcock and Karen Hudson. Rebounds, Kira Van Dyke already has 10. 5 for Jessica Gelsma. For Northwestern, 3 rebounds by Allie Dunkelberger. 2 rebounds each from Kendra DeYoung and Mel Babcock. Assists, Mel Babcock has 2 for the Raiders. Jessica Gelsma has 3 for Dort College. Dort College has 1 steal as a team. Northwestern has Kendra DeYoung with 3 steals and 3 other players with 1 steal each. 35-29 our score. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Earlier this evening, during our pregame show, I had some trouble with the playback of the interview by Coach Craig Steensma. So let's go to that interview now. And the first item of business we talked about was very simply, how did he handle things after the game on Saturday with Midland? Got postponed, and here is what the coach had to say about that situation.
On Saturday, Mike, we had an inter-squad game, and we, ref, score, stats, everything. So played it as close to a game as we could in our gym as we were scheduled to in the afternoon Saturday, just to work on some things, to get some reps, and to, everybody got to play a lot, and it was a very good practice, and then we followed that up with 2 good practices on Monday and Tuesday.
Northwestern, a little different look for them, especially in the case that they have a different head coach, but have they changed a lot of what they try to do?
No, they try to do the same things, and, they have their assistant coaches now, their head coach, so, they're trying to kind of pick up where they left off, and they have a lot of the same players and same system, I guess you would say, and so, we kind of know what to expect, and they do what they do very well. They're very well coached, and they're disciplined in their system. So, they do things very well, and it's not as hard to prepare for as some teams, yet they're very, very, very good on their home floor.
When we last talked in terms of basketball, it was after Wednesday's game, a loss to Dakota Wesleyan, and you'd had 2 disappointing losses in a row. Well, what do you focus on in those days after last Wednesday? What are the things that need to get better for your team?
Yeah, just simple basketball things, just simply getting good shots each possession and taking care of the ball would be one of the things. And our transition offense and defense we were able to work on. Also communication things that we were able to work on. And hopefully, we'll see improvements from a young team in each of those areas tonight.
How are you doing health-wise? You had some players that were a little nicked up last week, and I hate to use that term, but what are the status of those players that weren't at full strength last week?
Well, they're good. They're getting better, every one of them is going to play, so we won't necessarily be at full 100% strength with each player, but they're going to do what they can to help the team when they get out there, and so I think we're getting healthier, as a team, and we have everybody at our available tonight, and everybody's going to get to play that normally plays, so that's a really good thing for us.
That's Coach Craig Steensma talking about the matchup this evening. And the biggest item of concern after last week was simply taking care of the basketball. It was as simple as that. Dort College plagued with turnovers last week. Tonight, 11 turnovers for the defenders in the first half to 8 for Northwestern. If Dort College can cut just a little, a couple more off of those turnovers, get a couple more offensive opportunities, that could be the difference between crawling back into this one or not being able to chip into the 6-point difference. Other GPAC basketball tonight, Briarcliff's at Concordia, Dakota Wesleyan's at Morningside, Nebraska Wesleyan is at Hastings, Midland is at Doan. There was a men's game played last night in the conference, and that was Midland defeating Doan in Fremont, Nebraska, 81-64 as the Doane College Tigers go to Fremont, come away with a 17-point loss in men's college basketball. See if we can check in on some of the scores from the conference for tonight. Nothing on Briarcliff and Concordia. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Hastings in women's play 27-25 at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan leads Morningside at halftime 34-33 in women's college basketball. No reports on Briarcliff, Concordia, nor on Midland and Doane. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Take one more break, and we'll be back with second half action from the Boltman Center right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Northwestern leads Dort College 35-29 as we get started with the second half. Coolman comes over to DeYoung. DeYoung gives it up Kleinjohn left wing. Goes to Babcock, backdoor cut. DeYoung layup good. And for DeYoung with her 12th point of the evening, coming on a backdoor cut from the right elbow of the lane. Dort College overplayed on defense and she got away from him, slipped down to the block and got the pass and muscled it up with the right hand. Now a near turnover on the other end. Dort College tries to pass it across the lane, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Pass tipped. Van Dyke comes up with it near midcourt. Van Dyke goes over to Bone. Bone, right side. Lob pass underneath intended for Marish, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Holland, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Dunkelberger with the basketball comes over to DeYoung. DeYoung on the right wing. DeYoung picks up her dribble. Lob pass goes down low. They get it back out front. Three on the way. Coolman, no good. Rebound taken away by Sprock. Sprock down on the floor, and we've got a timeout called to the Dort College defenders. Timeout charge to Dort College to preserve the possession. Dort College trails 37-29, 18:56 left to go in the half. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, a 30-second timeout called by Dort College to maintain possession of the basketball. Here comes Dort College back the other way now. Van Dyke gets it over to Marish. Marish, block jumper, right side, good. Elise Marish with four field goals, and the defenders trail 37-31. Dort College refusing to go away after getting down early in this one. Gets it back over to DeYoung. DeYoung, another backdoor cut down the left side of the lane, and Kendra DeYoung has 14 points. 39-31, Dort College down eight. Bone comes back out front. They go right side. With it is Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Van Dyke to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma, free throw line, comes back over to Bone. Bone gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke, left side, Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline, and we've got a blocking foul called on Northwestern. Allie Dunkelberger whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. So the foul called on Dunkelberger. Throwing it in is Marish. Marish with the basketball. Gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma in the left corner. Jelsma to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Back over to Jelsma. Jelsma, Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath Marish. Marish back out front. Jelsma. Jelsma, 15 seconds to shoot. They get it up to Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play by Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger picks up foul number two on this sequence. ...39-31 Dort College, down by eight. Inbound the basketball to Van Dyke, and now we've got a foul called away from the basketball. And that's going to go on number 23, Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma whistled for the personal, her first. Northwestern will bring the basketball up. They go left side over to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger feeds it back over to DeYoung. DeYoung, the cut through the lane with the right-handed layup is Coolman. Coolman laying good. She's got seven. She averages 18.8 per game, and Northwestern opens up a 10-point lead again at 41-31. Jelsom over the basketball. Double team gets it away to Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play by Dunkelberger. That's number three on her. Allie Dunkelberger picks up her third personal, all of them coming in the last minute and a half or so. Dunkelberger's out of the ballgame. Small is in. Dort College will inbound the basketball. On the left sideline as you face the Dort College hoop. Up near the hash mark. Gets the ball inbounded to Jelsma. Jelsma over the basketball. Jelsma on the wing. Gets it out front, Brookice. Brookice, Marish. Marish on the right wing. Marish gives it up Van Dyke. Van Dyke cut. Cut, turns, nothing there. Tries to pivot, gets it away to Marish. Marish with the basketball. Marish has it stripped away. Tapped away by Coleman. Here comes Northwestern and Babcock. Babcock gives it up to DeYoung. DeYoung at the top of the key. Now Coleman. Coleman loses it. Taps it back over to DeYoung. DeYoung against Van Dyke. DeYoung with the basketball. Has the ball down on the floor. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Northwestern basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Reputation didn't happen by accident. Gaysink is in. Marish is out. Kayla Gaysink will check the ball in. Gets it into Jessica Jelsma. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. She goes right side. To Brookice, Brookice to Jelsma, Jelsma on the right side. Comes back over to Jelsma, Jelsma feeds it left side, Gaysink, Gaysink for the ball. Gaysink back over to Jelsma, Jelsma left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke right back over to Brookice, Brookice splits the defense, now down on the floor. Loose basketball and a jump ball called, alternating possession. This time it's Northwestern basketball. So Northwestern gets the basketball back. 41-31 our score. Dort College down by 10. 16:27 left to go in the ballgame. Northwestern owning a 10-point lead. Right side pass is Coleman. Coleman with the basketball. Coleman goes high post, Babcock. Babcock reverses it, trying to get it over to Small and throws it away. Turnover back to Dort College. So Dort College will inbound, will play defense as Northwestern inbounds the basketball. Well, still a few seats available for today's contest. Things have not filled in entirely. Pass goes out front, Brookice. Brookice top of the key, three, raindrops it in. Kayla Brookice with 6 points on a pair of threes. And just like that, Dort College back to within 7 at 41-34 and a charging foul called on Northwestern. Mackenzie Small. Small whistled for her second personal on the charge. Gaysink gets the ball inbounded to Brookice. Northwestern will show pressure defense. They'll come out just beyond midcourt to match up. Adamson with the basketball. Adamson gives it up to Cook. Cook, Spencer, Spencer, baseline back over to Cook. Cook on the left wing. Comes back right side, Gaysink. Gaysink, bounce pass down low, Spencer, reverses it back out, Brookice. Brookice will drive in, loses the handle, picks it back up, fires it off of the bottom of the back, off of the rim. Here comes Northwestern after the missed shot. Kendra DeYoung passes right side, Coleman, Coleman to Small, Small back to DeYoung. DeYoung working against Cook. Jump shot, good. Kendra DeYoung with a two-point basket. She's got 16. And the defenders trail 43-34. Spencer comes back over to Brookice. Brookice, Gaysink, Gaysink down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over to Cook. Cook, shot in the lane. Too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out long, though, is Gaysink. Gaysink off the glass, no good. Rebound, Kleinsaucer. Ball down on the floor. Now foul called on Dort College on the rebound. 14:56 remaining in the first set in the ballgame. Brianna Spronk is back in the game. Spronk is back in. Checking out is Cook, Northwestern basketball, Coleman right wing. Coleman back over to DeYoung. DeYoung goes left side. Pass into the lane. Coming up with it is Kleinsaucer. Back to Coleman. Coleman with it on the right side. Coleman still has her dribble alive. Ball deflected out. We've got a reach-in foul called, I believe, on Kayla Adamson. Adamson whistled for the personal. Second foul on Taylor. That's foul number two on Kayla Adamson, the sophomore from Shenandoah. Northwestern will inbound, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 14:37 left to play in the ballgame. Shot on the way from the perimeter, no good. There for the rebound, though, is small. Fouled on the play by Kayla Giesink after the offensive rebound. And free throws on the way. And they're going to ring up Kayla Adamson rather than Kayla Giesink. So that's foul number three on Adamson. Mackenzie Small, first free throw is good. Adamson is out, Bone is in. 10-point ball game again for Northwestern. 44-34 our score, 14:30 remaining, and the second free throw is up and through as well. 45-34, an 11-point lead. Northwestern matching their biggest lead of the ball game. Brookice comes back over to Bone. Bone to Spronk. Spronk at the top of the key. Trap gets it away. Bone. Bone underneath Spencer. Spencer reverses outside Giesink. Giesink back over to Brookice. Brookice to Spronk. Spronk turns around. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. DeYoung at the point. Stops. Passes left side. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College after the missed shot by Kleinjohn. Dort College basketball, right side, Bone. Bone with it, stops, pops, 12-footer, no good. Rebound, Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer takes it away on the weak side. Here comes Northwestern. Kenter DeYoung on the fly, lays it up with the left hand, good. Kenter DeYoung with her fourth field goal of the second half, 18 points for the ball game, and Northwestern has a 13-point lead at 47-34. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 13:37 left in the ballgame. 47-34 Northwestern by 13.
Here at Dort College, we provide an education that will help you understand people around the world from a biblical perspective. For students looking to enhance their cultural experience, Dort offers semesters in Europe, Latin America, Korea, Australia, and across the U.S. So at Dort College, you have all the advantages of a friendly campus community combined with the opportunity to immerse yourself in another culture. For more information, check us out on Facebook and Twitter or visit our website at www.dort.edu.
The Father gave His only Son. The way, the truth, and the life has come. May the blessings of the birth and resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, fill your heart with hope, joy, and love. Merry Christmas from everyone at Vogel Paint and Glass in Sheldon.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Dort College trailing by 13 and getting to the point where you've got to score a bucket to keep it somewhat close. Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up is Jelsma. Jelsma trapped momentarily, steps through it, gets it over to Giesink on the left side. Comes back over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone to Spronk. Spronk Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is fouled on the play by Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer whistled for the personal. That's her second. Free throws on the way for Kara Van Dyke. 47-34 our score. Free throw up and good for Van Dyke. 6 points for Van Dyke. Another free throw on the way for Van Dyke. This one's up and good as well. So Van Dyke tonight, 3-for-4. 19-for-21 for the season. Dort College trails 47-36. Well, they got the points on the other end. Now you got to get a stop or two. Pass goes down low. Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer back out front. This is Kennard. Kennard to DeYoung. DeYoung at the point. She goes left side. Down to the baseline. Kuhlman. Kuhlman stops. She's cut off by Giesink. Back over to Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer muscles it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Spront. Northwestern misses on that opportunity. Here comes Dort College with a chance to cut into the 11-point lead that was at 1:13, and they turn it right back to Northwestern on the pass by Giesink. That's taken away. Kleinsaucer back out front. They feed it left side. Kennard Shot on the way from the perimeter, no good, but there for the rebound is Kennard. Shot off the glass, good. Kennard with 6 points off the bench. Northwestern leads 49-36. With the basketball, it's Jelsma. Jelsma to Spronk. Spronk out front, back over to Bone. Bone tries to feed it down low. It's deflected and taken back by Northwestern. Small with the basketball. Small gives it up, left side. With it is DeYoung. DeYoung to Kleinsasser, wide open underneath by herself is McKenzie Small. McKenzie Small with a two-point basket, and it's a 15-point ball game at 51-36. 12 minutes left to go in the contest. Comes back left side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke caught up in the corner. Two players around her. Feeds the cutter Gasing. Gasing back over to Spronk. Has the baseline. Forces it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by DeYoung, and DeYoung travels with it. So DeYoung whistled for the travel as she goes to the floor. Throwing the ball in for North College will be Elise Marish. Marish to throw it in. Gets it in over to Jelsma. Jelsma over the basketball. Jelsma gives it up. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke kicks it back out. Brookice, another three. Rattles it out. No good. Rebound taken away by Kleinsasser. Kleinsasser feeds it left side. With it is Kennard. Kennard back over to Paige O'Neill. O'Neill into the ballgame for the first time. They look down low. They get it to Kleinsasser working on Spronk. Forces it up. Shot no good. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern basketball throwing it in will be Kenter to Young, DeYoung to Kleinsasser, Kleinsasser to Kennard, Kennard, back right side it goes to Hudson. Hudson looking down low to Kleinsasser, trying to feed it in to DeYoung again, but it comes free, bounces out to Kennard, and Kennard hits the baseline jumper. It's 53-36, Northwestern opening things up. Pass goes right side with the basketball is Brookice over the top to Spronk. Baseline jumper missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice back over to Jelsma. Jelsma splits the defense with the left hand. Too strong, no good. Rebound Hudson. Hudson over the basketball. Mary Lee travels with it. Tries to throw it ahead to DeYoung. Throws it out of bounds. Long. It'll be North College basketball. 10:39 left to go in the ballgame. North College trails 53-36. North College trailed 35-29 at halftime. They've been outscored 18-7 since then. North College basketball, Brookice splits the defense by herself, passes right side over to Jelsma, Jelsma on the wing, comes back over to Marish, Marish to Jelsma, Jelsma drives in, nothing there, comes back over to Brookice, Brookice lob pass down low intended for Marish, kick back out to Jelsma, Jelsma 5 seconds left on the shot clock, it's loose, down on the floor, North College has it, no, now Northwestern, and we've got a foul called on the play against Kara Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke whistled for the personal, her first. 10-10 remaining in the ballgame. North College trails 53-36. It'll be Northwestern basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Neither team got in the bonus in the first half. Both teams have a foul more to give before sending the opponent into the bonus here in the second half. Bringing the basketball up is Kuhlman. Kuhlman gives it left side to O'Neill. And we've got a foul called on Allie Dunkelberger. Well, they're going to go on Hudson instead. That's number two on Hudson. .957 left to go. So they called it on Hudson. That's her second. Pass goes to Marish. Marish rifles it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke shovels it back over to Cook, and Cook is fouled from behind, and Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line and will shoot a pair of free throws. Cook has been limited this evening. She has not scored. Averaging 7 points per ballgame. 60% free throw shooter this season. 12 for 20. First free throw by Cook is good. She rattles it in. Another free throw on the way for Cook. So Cook will try to cut into the lead. Free throws up, free throws down for Cook, her first points of the night. And the defenders trail 53-38. Left side pass, Northwestern work it around and get it to Babcock. Comes back over to Babcock at the free throw line. Comes back over to Kuhlman. Kuhlman, 18-footer, is good. Cammie Kuhlman with a two-point basket. She's got nine. And Northwestern owns a 55-38 advantage. Chelsman in the backcourt gets it away to Van Dyke. Van Dyke left side. And Van Dyke to Brookhuis, and Brookhuis throws it away. Turnover back to Northwestern. So Northwestern will get it back. Mackenzie Small to throw it in. Small to trigger it. Gets the ball inbounded. Comes back to Hudson. In the backcourt is Kuhlman with it. Stolen by Gasink, and Gasink saves it in off of Kuhlman. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, and Northwestern wants a timeout with 9:01 remaining. Dort College trailing by 17. Back with more after this. 9 minutes left to go in the game. Chelsea over the basketball after the inbounds play. Dort College has it. Pass right side over to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline, and Spronk is fouled on the play by Northwestern's Karen Hudson on the baseline. That's her third. 55-38 our score. Northwestern in front. Dort College will be shooting the bonus from here on out. Free throws on the way for Brianna Spronk. Spronk with 6 points. Spronk's free throw is up and good. She's got seven, averaging 11.4 points per game through 8 contests this year for Dort College. Defenders scheduled to play 29 contests all total this year by the time all is said and done. Second free throw missed, no good by Spronk. Kuhlman, back over to Babcock. Babcock misses the layup attempt, and now we've got a foul called on Small on the rebound. And Dort College will shoot a 1-1 on the other end. Foul's going to go on Mackenzie Small, her third. .39 left to go in the game. 16-point lead for Northwestern. Danelle Bowen back into the contest. Jessica Jelsma will check out. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Spront, so she makes the first. She's got another one coming. Makes it a 15-point ball game at 55-40 right now. Another free throw. This one's up and down as well. 55-41. Spronk with 9 points. Quickly up the floor with it is Kuhlman. Kuhlman back over to Babcock. Too strong on the layup. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk baseball pass ahead to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. Pulls up late and shot from the block is good. She's got 9. 55-43. Dort College down a dozen. 8:20 remaining. Quickly up the floor. DeYoung. She'll pull up. 12-footer is good. Kenter DeYoung with a 2-point basket. She's got 20. Steal by Northwestern. Kuhlman. She'll drive in with a left hand. Good. Cammie Kuhlman with 11. Dort College trails 59-43. Just like that, the 12-point lead back up to 16 for Northwestern. They've led by as many as 17 this evening. Spronk with the basketball. Down to the baseline. Spronk, kick out pass, three on the way, Gasink, good. Kayla Gasink with the 3-point basket, her first of the night. Dort College trails 59-46. Timeout charge two. The Dort College defenders back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 59-46. With 7:48 remaining in the contest, Dort College has 2 timeouts remaining. Northwestern has 3. Northwestern with the basketball after the made three-pointer by Kayla Gasink for Dort College. Northwestern with the basketball. They get it out front to Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn to DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. DeYoung to Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer comes back over. Right side, Kuhlman. Kuhlman, three on the way, no good. Right, rebound tipped, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern will have it, a fresh 30 to work with. Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan women locked up in a close one in Sioux City. Bit of a surprise there. Ball's down on the floor, stolen away by Gasing. Kayla Gasing for the basketball. Back over to Bowen. Bowen into the front court. Bowen at the top of the key. Left side, Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Bowen. Bowen right side, Brookice. Brookice goes to Spronk. Spronk, turnaround on the right block. Good. She's got 11, does Brianna Spronk, and the defenders trail 59-48. So Dort College down by 11 with 7 minutes remaining. Bounce pass down low, Kleinsaucer. Kick out pass. Two-point shot, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away, though, by DeYoung. DeYoung in traffic, her shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke whistled for her third personal. Our official says assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference for this evening's contest, Brian Rump, Bob Morrison, and Brad Dole. 59-48, DeYoung misses the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Kendra DeYoung, 20 points. Misses that free throw attempt, though. Free throw by DeYoung. This one's up and through. DeYoung with 21, and the defenders trail by 12, 60-48. Sprock with the basketball, picks up her dribble, passes it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke crosses over, nothing there. Back outside, Gasing. Gasing shot no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk back outside Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke comes back over to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. Cut off by DeYoung. Kick out Bone. Bone left wing three. No good. Missed three-pointer. Now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. 6:22 remaining. 6:22 left to play. Inbounding the basketball is Gasing. She gets it in to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke will drive right hand, puts it up. The runner, count the hoop. She's fouled. Kara Van Dyke with 11 points and an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play, and the defenders just hanging around in this one, trying to stay within striking distance. Taking a quick scan of the GPAC scores. Morningside leads Dakota Wesleyan in women's play 64-59. Hastings leads Nebraska Wesleyan 54-51 with a little over 5 minutes left to go in the game. Here in Orange City, Kara Van Dyke has just trimmed it to a 9-point lead with an old-fashioned 3-point play for College Trails 61-58. I beg your pardon, 60-51. Sorry about that. Any 9-point difference in the timeout on the floor charged to Northwestern. So Northwestern will use a full-length timeout to preserve the possession. They were in trouble on the far sideline, and now Northwestern uses a timeout. They've got two remaining. 6:03 left to go in the game. Back with more after this. 60-51. Northwestern by 9. 6:03 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College managing to just stay within striking distance. See if they can cut a few more points off of it and manage to keep it there. Today's broadcast made possible by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borenson's.com. And that all settles. You'll appreciate their quality service by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Kleinsaucer with it at the free throw line. She comes back out front to Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn to DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. DeYoung back over to Kuhlman. Kuhlman straight on 17-footer, bottoms it out. Two-point basket for Cammy Kuhlman. She's got 13, six of them since the 10-minute mark. Dort College trails by 11 with the basketball. Spronk comes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Down to the baseline, cut off there by Kleinsaucer. Back over to Spronk on the right elbow. Beg your pardon, the right wing, and now the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. 5:32 left to play in the game. Northwestern gets the ball inbounded to Kuhlman. Kuhlman hands it back over to Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer with the basketball. Kleinsaucer back over to Kuhlman. Kuhlman with it out front. Picks up her dribble. She goes left side. DeYoung. DeYoung with the ball. Around the horn they go. Kuhlman. Kuhlman underneath Kleinsaucer. Got the seal. Layup good. Samantha Kleinsaucer with 6 points. And the defenders trail 64-51. Down to the baseline, Brookice. Brookice, Marish. Marish, Spronk. Spronk, baseline jumper, no good. Avon taken away by Small. Small with the basketball. Small, right side, Kuhlman. Kuhlman stops on the right side, crosses over now, shot in the lane, good. Cammy Kuhlman with 15, eight of them coming in a hurry. Andor College trails 66-51. With the basketball is Jelsma. Jelsma back over to Marish, 4:30 and counting. Underneath Van Dyke, and Van Dyke's followed on the play by Kleinsaucer, her third. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. Beg your pardon, that's number four on Kleinsaucer instead. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line. Subs checking in for both teams. First free throw by Van Dyke is good. Kara Van Dyke with 13 points now, averaging 12.1 points per game. This is a Dort College team that is averaging 61.9 points per outing. Another free throw on the way by Van Dyke. That one's up and through as well. So Van Dyke has gone to the free throw line seven times this evening and has made six of them. Dort College trails 66-53. 4:29 and counting. Ball game. Kuhlman, head fake. Now spins into the lane and throws it away. Tried to find DeYoung over the top. Threw it away. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back. Bringing it up will be Jelsma. Jelsma across half court. Jessica Jelsma looking for someone to pass to. Gets a screen from Brookice. Jelsma turns it over. It's taken back by Small. And now a reach-in foul called on Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma reaches in, and we've got free throws on the other end now. So free throws coming here for Mackenzie Small, the one end, the bonus. It's foul number two on Jelsma. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Mackenzie Small makes the first one. She's got another one coming. 67-53, Northwestern by 14. Second free throw rattles. No good. Rebound cleared out by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it away to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice gives it up to Cook. Cook back over to Brookice. Brookice to Gaysink. Gaysink out front to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma left side, Brookice. Brookice gives left wing to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Spin move into the lane. Kick out pass. Brookice, three, no good. Rebound cleared out by DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. Here comes Northwestern. Northwestern on the fly. Picking up the dribble is Mallory Kennard. Back to DeYoung, and DeYoung is called for traveling. DeYoung whistled for the travel. With 3:27 left to go in the ball game, Dort College gets the ball back, trailing by 14. Dort College will walk it up. Taking the ball up is Jelsma. Comes left side, Gaysink. Gaysink with it on the left wing. Down to the baseline. Cut off. Reverses it over to Jelsma. Jelsma in the lane. Fires it outside Brookice. Brookice down to the baseline. Back over to Jelsma. Jelsma into the lane with the left hand. Blocked by Babcock. Rebound, Babcock. Babcock with the basketball. Comes in front to DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball. Top of the key. Gives it up. Dunkelberger. 15-footer. Too strong. No good. Fight for the basketball. Loose. It's picked up by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball across half court. Kayla Brookice in between the circles. She drives to the free throw line. Comes left side over to Jelsma. Jelsma, Van Dyke. Van Dyke will drive in and lost the dribble. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Samantha Kleinsaucer is checking in. Also checking in is Klein John. Checking out Babcock. And checking out for Northwestern is Kennard. Dort College countering with Marish, Gaysink, Brookice, Cook, and Spronk. Up the floor with it is Kuhlman. Kuhlman back to DeYoung. DeYoung puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Dort College. Coming back the other way is Gaysink. Gaysink down to the baseline. Gaysink tries to pass it off and is kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Jamie Cook. Cook gets it inbounded to Marish. Marish to Cook. Cook back over to Marish. Marish staking out position underneath. And Elise Marish with the two-point basket. She's got 10. And the defenders trail 67-55. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Inbounding the basketball, the Northwestern Red Raiders get it in. Dunkelberger to DeYoung. DeYoung ahead to Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn in traffic. Layup left hand good. Belle Kleinjohn with a two-point basket, her first of the night. Northwestern leads 69-55. Pass goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline, lost it out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Jelsma is in. Bone is out. Throwing it in will be Allie Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger, long pass over the top. DeYoung tracks it down on the far baseline. Kleinsaucer comes up on the trail. They instead get it out front. Kuhlman. Kuhlman working against Brookice. Picks up her dribble. Passes right side over to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger has it tipped by Gasink, and now a reach-in foul called on Kayla Gasink. Gasink whistled for the reach-in. One-and-one opportunity coming here for Dunkelberger, an 86% free throw shooter. 69-55 our score. Northwestern shooting free throws. Free throw by Dunkelberger is up and through. 7 points for Dunkelberger. Doesn't seem like she's played a lot of minutes this evening, but she's been effective when she's been in to the tune of 7 points. Second free throw is up and good. She's got 8. The two that make this team go, though, are DeYoung and Kuhlman. Make no mistake, Kendra DeYoung, 21 points. Kuhlman with 15 this evening. No one else with double figures. 71-55, Northwestern in front. 140 remaining, ball game. Chelsma with the basketball. She's dribbling with the left hand down to the baseline. Gives it up to Spronk. Spronk in the lane, and she's going to be called for a double dribble. Double dribble the call against Spronk. Northwestern will inbound the basketball. They get it inbounded. This is Hudson with it. Ahead. Kleinsaucer. Kleinsaucer in traffic. Off the glass, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's tipped. Kleinsaucer comes up with it. Kleinsaucer picks up her dribble. Looking. Reverse it. Kuhlman. Kuhlman. Three. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. The putback by Dunkelberger. No good, but she's fouled on the putback attempt. And Northwestern will send Jessica Wadle into the contest. Paige O'Neill after the first free throw. Two free throws coming here for Dunkelberger. First one by Dunkelberger is up and down. She's got 9. Another free throw on the way for Dunkelberger. 72-55 our score. Northwestern by 17. 1:13 remaining in regulation. Second free throw by Dunkelberger is good. She's got double figures, 73-55. 73-55 our score. Northwestern on defense. Jelsma picks up her dribble, passes it down low, gives it back to Jelsma. Jelsma layup right hand, left side, good. Jelsma with 8, long pass ahead to Dunkelberger, and Dunkelberger is fouled from behind, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2 more. 73-57 our score. Dort College down 16. Brookice whistled for the personal. Northwestern's going to improve to 7-4 for the season, 4-2 in the conference. Dunkelberger misses her free throw. Dort College is going to fall to 3-6. And 1-3 in the conference. Caitlin Crock into the contest for Northwestern. So Crock seeing her first action of the night. Free throw up, no good by Dunkelberger. Normally a pretty good free throw shooter. She's 4-for-6 now tonight. Missed both free throws on that trip to the free throw line. 47 seconds left to go in the game. Dort College trailing 73-57 with the basketball. Stepped out of bounds by Dort College. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Northwestern throwing it in. Getting it in is Gasink. Gets it in to Jelsma on the baseline. Back over to Kayla. Kayla Gasink on the drive. Puts it up. No good, but she's fouled. Kayla Gaysink with 3 points this evening. Two free throws on the way for the freshman. Foul's going to go on Paige O'Neill, her second. 42 seconds remaining. First free throw's up and good for Gaysink. 73-58 our score. 15-point advantage for Northwestern. Second free throw is up and good as well. She's got five. Gaysink with 5 points. And the North College defenders trail 73-59. Down to the baseline it goes to Kroc. Kroc, spin move, shot no good. Rebound taken away by North College in care of Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, driving in, fires it up wildly with the right hand, no good. Rebound cleared out by Northwestern. Ball's down on the floor. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It's Northwestern basketball. 21 seconds remaining. Northwestern 73, North College 59.
Go hard to it, Kalen.
Ball's inbounded. Get it back over to Dunkelberger. Dunkelberger in the backcourt. Dunkelberger gets through traffic. 14 seconds remaining. Looking for the free throw line. Now gets it back instead, left side, over to Wadle. Wadle's pass to O'Neill. Tip taken away by Brookice. Taken back by Northwestern in the backcourt. 3 seconds left, two. And that's the ball game. Our final score, Northwestern 73, North College 59. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR.
Are you?
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. North College trailed for about the final 35 minutes of this one. Northwestern took their first lead at 7-6 after Dort College had early leads at 2-0, 4-2, and 6-4. Northwestern went out to a double-digit lead at 24-13. Dort College responded with a 10-point run to make it 24-23, and it was 35-29. Dort College down by 6 at halftime. In the second half, Dort College got no closer than 6 at 37-31. Northwestern got it to double digits at 47-34. And Northwestern extended it to 17 points. That was their biggest lead of the ball game. Ends up at 73-59, a 14-point difference. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College falls to 3-6, 1-3 in the conference. Northwestern 7-4, and 4-2. Take a break and be back with a look at the scoring totals right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders on the short end of a 73-59 decision this evening in the Bowman Center. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 21-55 from the floor, 38.2%. It's right around where they've been most of the season, right at 40%. Dort College, 4-for-14 on threes, 28.6%, 13-15 on free throws, 86.7%. Northwestern, 30-62. 48.4%, 1-for-8 on threes, 12.5%, 12-for-17 on free throws for 70.6%. Rebounding, North College was out rebounded 37-34. Turnover total crept up on the defenders. They had 11 at halftime, 15 in the second half for a total of 26. Northwestern turned it over 18 times. Individually, Dort College led by Kara Van Dyke's 14 points. 11 for Brianna Spront, 10 for Elise Marish, 8 for Jessica Jelsma, 6 for Kayla Brookice, 5 for Kayla Gaysink, 2 for Jamie Cook, and 3 for Danelle Bone. Kara Van Dyke was 4-for-6 from the floor and 6-for-7 on free throws to get her 14 points. For Northwestern, 21 for Kendra DeYoung, 9-for-15 from the floor, 17 for Cammie Kuhlman, 8-for-17 from the deck, 10 points for Allie Dunkelberger, 8 for Mallory Kennard, 6 for Samantha Kleinsaucer, 5 for Mackenzie Small, 2 for Karen Hudson, and 2 for Mel Babcock, 2 for Val Kleinjohn for their total of 73. Kara Van Dyke, the leading rebounder on the floor tonight, 13 rebounds for Kara Van Dyke. 3 offensive and 10 defensive. 6 rebounds for Brianna Spront. 5 for Jessica Jelsma. 3 rebounds for Jamie Cook. 2 for Kayla Brookice. Kendra DeYoung has 7 rebounds for Northwestern. 4 for Allie Dunkelberger. 5 for Samantha Kleinsaucer. 3 for Mallory Kennard and Mel Babcock. Assists, Dort College was led by Brianna Spronk and Jessica Gilsma with 3 each. Northwestern's Mel Babcock had 6. Mackenzie Small had 4. Steals, Kendra DeYoung 5. Mackenzie Small with 4. Dort College had 4 different players with 1 steal each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Craig Steensma has made his way out of the locker room, and we're going to talk to him now. And, Coach, first half, your team, 11 turnovers at the half, and that was one of the keys we talked about for your ball club, and taking care of the basketball in the first half resulted in your team being right in it in the first half.
Yeah, you know, we need to do a better job taking care of the ball. We cannot afford turnovers, and, you know, 26 is just too many, especially when we can get good shots when we get the ball inside. So it just eliminates any shot at all, and that's disappointing, you know. And we just have to work to keep getting better at limiting our turnovers and not turning the ball over.
You got down 24-13, I believe, at one point. You made a run back to get to within one, and what was going well for your team during that stretch, not only during the 10-0 run, but also beyond that, when you kept it at a 2- and 4-point difference and eventually a 6-point difference at halftime?
Yeah, we had chances to take the lead late in the half, and it's just really disappointing in a couple little transition things that we didn't do the way we had been doing. And I think the keys were our transition defense and getting the ball inside got us back in the game there.
Second half, just too big a lead to overcome as Northwestern made that little early surge, got up by, I think, 15 or 17 points, and then it just gets tough to chip into that big a lead. You've got to keep it at that 11 or 12-point difference to have a chance.
Yeah, we knew as coaches that we wanted to have a manageable game where we're up 10 or less or down 10 or less, where every possession matters. And then, you know, I thought we did some pretty good things execution-wise second half, but you're right, when you have to climb out of that big a hole, it just seems like when we got it down to 10 or 11 or 9, they hit a big basket, you know, and I give them credit for that.
You go from here to a ball game on Saturday against Nebraska Wesleyan, and at some point you just feel like this team has got to break through. Do you get the sense that you're really close, or do we have a long ways to go yet?
Well, I think we're really close, but, you know, until it happens, you just wonder. And you know, we just have to continue to work hard and get better. And, you know, they have great attitudes, and they work hard, and they have a desire to get better. So that's a great situation to have.
Talk a little bit about Caravan Dykes tonight. 14 points, 13 rebounds, 3 block shots, and a steal to go with an assist.
Yeah, she did a good job inside, I thought. She also played good defense. You know, I thought she did a really nice job. And, you know, we had her play quite a bit. And, you know, I just thought she did a tremendous job in there for us.
Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday, Coach. We'll see what happens when you get back home. But you got a little stretch here now where you've got 3 games in a row at home, and the DeWitt Gym's going to be a good spot to be the next 3 games.
Right. You know what? We're home until Christmas, so, you know, that should be good for us, and we're looking forward to that.
Coach Steensma, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma talking about today's matchup with Northwestern and how the Dort College defenders on the short end of a 73-59 decision. The Northwestern Red Raiders improving to 7-4 and 4-2. Dort College slipping to 3-6 and 1-3. Take a break and be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalm about tonight's men's college basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.